This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters Monday that experts are hard at work on a vaccine for COVID-19. He said it might even be, in his words, ready before a very special date, without specifying the exact date. You know what date I'm talking about, he said. In an afternoon news conference at the White House, the president admitted he'd never liked political rival and decorated Vietnam veteran John McCain, but denied he had ever made disrespectful remarks about members of the military, as reported recently in the Atlantic Weekly. The president also said, when questioned, that he would support an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who's been accused of breaking campaign finance laws. Mr. Trump said he didn't know much about the allegations, published Sunday by the Washington Post, but would support removing DeJoy if he were found to have done something dishonest. He added, however, that he thinks DeJoy is an honest man. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday granted an absolute pardon to a U.S. Marine convicted in the 2014 killing of a transgender woman, days after his office blocked a court order for the Marine's early release. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton was convicted of homicide in December 2015, a year after he met a woman in a bar and went with her to a motel. Soon afterward, hotel staff members found the woman dead in the bathroom. Duterte's spokesman, Harry Roque, said the pardon didn't wipe out Pemberton's conviction. He said President Duterte still considers Pemberton a killer. Human rights advocates and lawyers for the victim's family criticized the move as an effort to curry favor with the United States. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Also, the latest on the presidential race. And we have an app you can download. From Washington,